Speaking in Tarrytown, New York, Obama pointed to that city's Tappan Zee Bridge replacement project, which is ahead of schedule, as an example.
3 years ago, after Republicans in Congress refused to pass multiple bills that would have put construction workers back to work, I took action on my own to fast-track the permitting process for major projects like this one. Normally, it would have taken 3 to 5 years to permit this bridge. We did it in 1.5 years.
And now the president wants to broaden the list of such projects to be placed on the fast track.
We're announcing 11 more projects to accelerate, to get moving faster. From Boston South Station to Pensacola Bay Bridge to new light rail projects north and south of Seattle. We're cutting bureaucratic red tape that stalls good projects from breaking ground. We're launching a new National Permitting Center to implement these reforms.
The president made his remarks regarding his plans for the transportation bill. And as an agency, we are just waiting for the results of what will happen. Right now, we're just kind of in a wait-and-see mode.
Ian Satter at the Florida Department of Transportation. Construction on the new 3-mile bridge over Pensacola Bay is scheduled to begin in 2017. Meantime, Satter says the permitting process will involve about 20 different federal and state agencies.
We're about 42 months into our PD&E study, which is our project design and environment study. That is the process that we are in right now, and we're almost to the conclusion of that. So we've been working with those partners for quite some time.
Last month in Pensacola, representatives from the Jacksonville-based consulting firm Reynolds, Smith & Hills unveiled the most current plan, using the so-called West Central Corridor, to the project advisory group. 14 members representing local government, business, and residents.
The people on the project advisory group were very positive in their responses and their look at our, basically, at the alignment that we're looking at as our preferred alignment for the Pensacola Bay Bridge.
Well, I think that a project of this magnitude takes an awful lot of work and an awful lot of pre-planning, and I think the process is going on about as well as can be expected.
Gulf Breeze City Manager Buzz Eddy is among the local community leaders who are cautiously optimistic about the job RSNH has done so far.
They've already submitted this report to the federal highway people, and I believe they're responsible for most of the funding. Once they've gotten the green light from federal highway to hold a public hearing, that will happen on June 10th. Then final adjustments to the plans will be made, and then DOT will try to hire a firm to actually construct the bridge.
DOT will conduct a public meeting on the project at 5:30 p.m. on June 10th at the Crown Plaza Hotel in downtown Pensacola. Spokesman Ian Satter says in the run-up, they're preparing to seek land for the right-of-way to the west of the old bridge's footprint.
Well, as we wrap up our PD&E study, one of the things we have to do is actually purchase right-of-way for the project. We'll be doing that in 2015 and 2016. Once that facility is built, then we will transfer traffic to the new bridge. We will demolish the old Pensacola Bay Bridge, and then we will build the westbound lanes. So that's why it's called the Central Western Alignment.
In Tarrytown on Wednesday, President Obama said the projects would be open to public scrutiny and help improve the efficiency, transparency, and effectiveness of the federal permitting and review practice.
We are aiming to put every major infrastructure project on a public dashboard so everybody can go online, track our progress, hold us accountable, make sure things are coming in on time, on budget.
The estimated cost of the new Pensacola Bay Bridge is $587 million over a 5-year construction schedule. None of the plans will be finalized until after next month's public hearing. The format will be an informal open house, complete with videos, diagrams, and FDOT officials to take comments and to answer questions. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.